Let yourself fall away for a little while. After all, this kind of sinking under is always a vacation from ourselves, an opportunity to set aside what we were doing, then go somewhere else. So hear my voice. Understand that I'm here with the knowledge that the body's always fungible, always in flux, both our perception and often the wrong perceptions other people have of us. When you trail your hands down your body, you might not always be completely pleased with every part. That's all right. But here, where I'm aiding you in deeper relaxation, perhaps we can set aside that ordinary template. We can remember the parts of us that are analogous, that can remind us of existing pleasure, of the way things should be, and the way that they will be in the following, in the elaborate fantasies we will explore, elaborate on, allow to enter us, and help us relax. Therefore, when you consider your body, when you allow your awareness to drift from head to toe, there are all those images which are, for our purposes, superfluous. When erecting these hypnotic fantasies, when guiding you on a meditation to somewhere inside, we often have to set aside where you are, what you were doing before. Some of the frailties and needs of the flesh are laid aside to expand our horizons, just as we do in lucid dreaming, just as we do in thought experiments, just as we do in the oh-so-sensually engaged experience of sliding that little bit deeper, of listening just a bit better. So by intertwining all of these things, we enable a kind of suspension. Anything unimportant, where you are, what you were doing before, things which could interfere with the blissful pleasure, can be left behind, as if in your descent into a deeper breathing, a more firmly shut eye, a more absolutely relaxed posture. You were laying down unnecessary things on the path into sleep. And among those unnecessary things, let us define a few that can be laid by the wayside. Oh, you may be forced to pick them up later. But now, there is only the allowance for setting them aside. And that allowance can feel like a weight being removed from your shoulders, left by the wayside. Set aside as we explore the language of trance, and the languor which might even now be entering your muscles, helping you be at ease, helping you sleep. In a very particular way, focused on our conversation, our back and forth, our exchange, I drawing things out of you that perhaps you do not normally interact with, you responding to those things, welcoming them, letting them play over you, and in you, and through you. Yes. Good. Now listen and relax as I describe the body proper, the body that has always been there, simply concealed beneath things the world doesn't know. And as we continue onward, allow parts of you incompatible with the correct assumptions we'll make on the way down. Allow those parts of you to lay by the wayside. Simply follow me through yourself. And as I hand you these natural, applicable terms, these descriptions and intersections between bodies, realize that all we really are is the template through which we see ourselves. And that's why we're often uncomfortable with the lot we've been cast, the body we have versus the one we really have. The one that dwells inside and, to which phantom sensations can be ascribed. Let your hands start at your neck and run down your form. Follow my voice, too. Downward, that pervasive hypnotic metaphor. Downward, because gravity drags us down, the right word in the right place helps us down. And we find ourselves drifting. Inevitably drifting. It's that inevitability that's tied into this. As you slide under and the world of the mundane becomes less important, we move closer to a time when you'll hear the right words. The words for the parts of you that you already yearn to brush your fingers across, to feel articulate and perfect. Run your hands down your collarbone. Across the flatness of your pectorals, brushing your nipples, which maybe sets a slight tickly sensation up in your mind, and your hands continue onward. You know that when you move, when you walk, when you think, there is your chest with its pectoral muscles, flat, taut. There is a sensation of lightness, of strength, straightened backbone. Imagine your body. Being brushed by hands, the warmth of someone flat and taut up against you, their head nestled between your muscles, just holding, just squeezing you. As you, them, nothing to come between you and the world around you but perfection, your hands continuing their smooth and steady journey downward across your stomach. To your thighs, feeling the square of your hips, feeling the warmth and heaviness between your legs. As your fingertips brush past your pubic area, finding a little cylinder, a length that is flat, relaxed for now, limp for the moment. Running your fingers, middle finger and index finger to either side of it, and then grasping it, the shaft in your hand. But underneath those balls so insistently pressed against your body, hanging there, warm. When you become aroused, they get taut up against you. But there's always that crease, that sweatiness to either side of them, that place where your cock, where your testes are nestled against your body, more prominent if you're wearing underwear to hold them against you. And then, of course, there is another consequence. Arousing words at the right time. While it is, of course, the most natural thing in the world to think of your balls, your cock, your body, your tautness, your arching, there's also the thickness of that shaft as you run your hand up and down the length, stroking. Ugh, your cock, the head, oof, protruding, warm. And you grasp it with all your fingers and just massage the crease beneath. And titillating sensations rocket up to your arching back, up to your seething mind. You're hard. You're hot. Horny. And it's an insistent throb. Your mind keeps coming back to the ever-present rigidness of your erection, your balls tightening against your body. Perhaps without thinking, perhaps you begin to stroke. And the wonderful thing is, it's the most natural thing in the world. When you think of moving, you think of always being aware of the presence between your legs, the way that you seem to be weighed down by the knowledge that if you became hard, rigid, horny, your mind would focus in even as the blood engorged you, even as your shaft stretched your underwear, even as you felt that good clench inside your buttocks, prostate being just stimulated by clenching and trying to use the muscles to make your shaft point straight up, your head brushing against your stomach with the sheer tautness, your balls hitting against your body hanging when you lay. on your back. They just rest against your body. They just stimulate. Hand cupped beneath them, massaging that back muscle of the cock where it runs down and behind them. So much tissue is analogous between the male and female body, between the cock and the vagina. There's just so much similarity in sensation. The parts are just somewhere different. And the stroke, stroke, stroke brings about a tautness in your buttocks, a thrusting upward of your body. Your balls just squirming in your hands, being rolled, and within the wreathing, surging ache, the desire to come and to feel the spurts of warm, pooling fluid on your belly or inside something or into your hand or anywhere. The awareness, the bucking of your hips, the movement of your body, all of it perfectly natural. As your searching fingers inspect every inch of your perhaps pre-cum dappled head, your rigid shaft, your smooth chest down across your stomach, once more captivated, rolling your balls in one hand, massaging every inch of your smooth, smooth, soft, and then rigid shaft, getting the fluid across it in order to make it slicker, easier to stroke, grabbing it and beginning to stroke, feeling that rigidness starting from your buttocks and just thrusting forward, an aching, automatic, instinctual movement of the hips. And when walking around, that presence between your legs, that naturalness. These things are correct, in spite of what others may erroneously believe. In spite of what sometimes you may be told, the presence, the aching, constant, rigid presence is undeniable, absolute, and unnecessary considerations which might otherwise disrupt the comfort and flow of your narrative, of your deepening, which might mar your mental lexicon, those things have been left by the roadside, on your descent. On your progressive listening, and as you fall off, realize those words are natural and right. Your cock, your flat chest, your churning balls, your wonderfully tensed, I'm sure right now, pulsing prostate aching, sending those spasms forward, and if you ever thrusted and came, that warmth spreading into your hand, that cum, that ache. All these things are normal, natural, perfect. Permutations of a you that has always been there, and that just needed a little nurturing and acknowledgement to come out, to gain potential in this place of meditation, to make you squirm and your body wreathe, and your mind resound with yes, yes, so right. And now I can let the part of my mind which normally, consciously processes these words, uncritically accept cock, balls, aching, horny, churning with cum, prostate, clenching your buttocks, flat, wonderful chest, tautness of your muscles, thoughts of walking around with your boxers, holding your cock, balls against your body, the yearning, all these things. The most natural thing in the world. And because they are right, you can relax, slide deeper, keep listening, and above all, sleep.